You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Next up, we're talking rubbish, and specifically the West Harrogate Household Waste Recycling Centre. It opened on Pennypot Lane in 2011 to relieve pressure on the Wetherby Road site in Harrogate. Waste Contracts Manager Joanne Kearney and Ben Ralph, who's Area Supervisor for Contractor Kia, have been telling us more about the centre and how much of a difference it's made in the first 5 years.
We accept over 25 materials for recycling, including paper, your plastic bottles, your scrap metal, wood and glass. We also accept items such as small and large electrical appliances and items, cooking and engine oil, car batteries. And we also accept hardcore rubble and plasterboard and vehicle tyres, but they're at a charge as well.
Just explain a bit of the background of the charges, that sort of the reason that you have them in place.
The charges were brought in because those items were actually classified as non-household wastes. So there's no responsibility for North Yorkshire County Council to accept them. So we consulted previously and we gave people the option of either we wouldn't accept them or we'd continue to accept them for a charge. So that charge that's in place covers the transportation, the disposal of the material. So it's pretty much a cost neutral charge.
Yeah, and just tell us about how much waste has been accepted at the site since it opened 5 years ago.
Since the site opened in 2011, we've actually accepted 15,000 tonnes of waste, which has been composted, it's been reused, or it's been recycled. So that's some pretty impressive figures there, really.
And that must be, from your point of view, really encouraging that people are using it so much.
It is really encouraging that people are using it. The site's about 67-68% of waste that's taken there is all either composted, reused or recycled. So it's near the top of the performance in North Yorkshire, which is really pleasing. It has also, though, helped with the site in Wetherby Road as well, because staff can actually help people more and make sure that recycling's happening on there. So that recycling performance also increased as well, slightly.
And I suppose giving people more places to get rid of their waste officially, it cuts down on the problem of fly tipping, that sort of thing.
It does help with that. The site on Wetherby Road, prior to us opening it was accepting more than 1,000 tonnes of waste a month. So we're having to get, frequent uplifts. We're also having problems with the traffic just backing up because of the sheer numbers that wanted to use the site. That's now reduced to about 600 tonnes a month. So West Harrogate's taken approximately 50% of that material away from Harrogate to the Wetherby Road site. So that's really helped. But also, staff now, because they're not dealing with those numbers, they really can help people and help them with, if they're not unsure about how to recycle, showing them the different materials we can take and what we can do with them.
And Ben, obviously demand changes, so therefore you have to make changes to the site. What have you done to change it since it's opened?
Well, Kira have increased the number of staff who work on the site to accommodate the increase in the customer footfall over the years. We've also introduced a mobile roller machine on the site to compact the waste material, because we're an open top four yarders rather than compactors, to increase the weights and capacity within the open top 40 yarders, in turn reduce the number of vehicle movements and lower our carbon footprint.
People throw a lot of stuff away, but sometimes they might throw things away by accident and might disappear. So have you had anything interesting being found at the site?
We have. We had a customer ring up a few years ago and he'd accidentally dropped the ring which belongs to his father. It had fallen off his hand and fallen down one of our overflow drains. We were able to actually open the drain up and empty it, and we found the ring which we successfully returned back to the resident. We can't always promised that we'll be able to find everything, but on this occasion we were successful and he got his ring back, so it was a really happy ending.
Fantastic. And you were saying as well that's obviously to mark this anniversary, you're actually inviting some school children along to see what happens there.
Yeah, we've picked the nearest school to the site, which is actually one of the more rural schools in North Yorkshire, and we're going to give them a tour of the site and explain to them what happens to all the materials that we take on site for composting, for reuse and for recycling. So they're coming to see us on the 4th of November and we'll give them an hour tour, and hopefully it's just helping the next generation learn about composting, reuse and recycling. We've done it successfully on a couple of other sites in the past where we've had milestones that we've wanted to celebrate, and it's always worked really well, and the children have always gone away learning quite a lot about the local facilities and what they can recycle.
So where can people find out more about the sites online?
If you go to the County Council website, which is northyorks.gov.uk/HWRC, it takes you straight to our household waste pages. The charges for certain items, we do have information on there about those as well as all the opening times of all 20 sites across North Yorkshire.